USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A temporary ceasefire is underway to allow for thousands to evacuate the port city of Mariupol in southern Ukraine. The Mariupol City Council saying the ceasefire is in effect this morning through 9 p.m. local time tonight. As the war is raging on, President Zelensky is urging Ukrainians to keep up the resistance.
When you don't have a firearm, but they respond with gunshots, and you don't run. This is the reason why occupation is temporary. Ukrainians, don't back down.
A group of protesters that began in California, known as the People's Convoy, began arriving in Washington, D.C. on Saturday. Peaceful protesters in trucks, RVs, cars, and other vehicles started arriving for a rally. The convoy of protesters is calling for an end to COVID restrictions. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
A judge is ruling in favor of a policy put in place by former President Donald Trump.
A federal appeals court on Friday ruled that the Biden administration may expel migrants under a Trump-era policy to limit the spread of COVID-19, but block the U.S. government from sending them to locations where they face danger. The District of Columbia U.S. Circuit Court in part upheld the government's use of Title 42, a policy put into effect March 2020 to expel more than 1 million migrants without hearing their asylum cases since the start of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Vice President Harris is headed to Alabama for the 57th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. The VP scheduled to take part in a march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, where police officers attacked civil rights protesters in 1965. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A new study is out regarding alcohol consumption.
A new study shows just one pint of beer or an average glass of wine a day may begin to shrink the overall volume of the brain, and the damage worsens as the number of daily drinks rises. On average, people at age 50 who drank a pint of beer or a 6-ounce glass of wine in the last month had brains that appeared 2 years older than those who only drank half a beer, according to the study. According to the study, which was published in the journal Nature, the brains of people that said they drank 3 alcohol units a day had reductions in both white and gray matter and looked as if they had added 3.5 years to the age of their brain. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
At least 600 homes had to be evacuated in Florida's panhandle as a wildfire ripped through the area. Governor Ron DeSantis said trees that were downed in 2018 by Hurricane Michael, as well as low humidity and strong winds, created the perfect storm for intense fire conditions. But he said firefighters managed to save a lot of homes.
This is a really significant, fast-moving fire, and it obviously has done some damage. But I'll tell you, I thought that given where it was, that you would have way more homes that would have been destroyed by now.
The Republican governor adding over 12,000 acres are burning. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.